Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on the 18th day of April, 2021. And springtime is showing up just about everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. And I would imagine that you are in the early days of autumn in the Southern Hemisphere, equally beautiful in a different way. The seasons of nature remind us to behold and enjoy the seasons of our life, and using them as kind of a parable, I would say that every season brings new hope and positive change, as well as a little bit of sad remembrance of the season that just went away. Sometimes we're really glad that the season before went away, and yet we hold on to a few precious memories within it. But that is life. Life does have its seasons. But within you at the core of your being, is only one eternal life. In the core of the being of everyone you love is one eternal life. And that's what we like to remind you of in Christ's blessing, because He is with you also, eternally. Now, He doesn't walk on the earth in sandals and a hand-woven cloth or a mantle over His head, or on dusty streets in the Holy Land. That season of His life is over. It's over, just like for us, the seasons of our life, our childhood. I think back about, if your child was a lot like mine, when I would leave, well, I'm just thinking of 12 years old, my mother gave away or just threw away a lot of my childhood things, and the rest she boxed up so that I could look through them and to remember my favorite things from my childhood. And finally, when I was just a little bit older, like maybe 18, I looked in them and said, I don't need those anymore. And I just told Mom to throw them away. It was over. But she kept a couple of them that she wanted to keep for her souvenirs of my life. And that's the way it is all through life. We keep our memories, which are souvenirs. We keep little tokens of what we did, which are our also our material souvenirs. And then we get on with life. Well, we had a very hard year last year. All of us. No one escaped it. Not even those who were healthy enough, young enough, prosperous enough to avoid the health issues of 2020. We all were collectively deeply, deeply affected by it. And we'll keep those memories, many of them. But I just want to encourage you to keep only those that remind you of your courage, the love you had for others, and the lessons that you might have learned. Let go of the rest, and let's move into a bright new year. And you might think this would be a good message for January 1st, but not really. I don't think I know of very many people that actually start their new year in the middle of winter. It just doesn't happen. Or for you guys down south, in the middle of summer, we don't start a new year then. The most likely time on your deeper consciousness and your physical metabolism and your social activities is springtime. That's when you put away the winter clothes. You look at your spring and summer clothes and say, well, can I get by with this another year? And fortunately, most of the time, the answer is yes. And so we bring back the projects we were working on last spring that we didn't finish. We work on, well, maybe this spring, I really can get to go to this lovely place I wanted to go to last year with my best friend or family. This year, maybe it will work. So we have a recovery experience in springtime. That's what I'm going through right now. And for me, everything is starting to recover. I had a lot of losses, and it threw me in a very, very deep shock. And the only time in my life I've actually experienced depression. Sure, every human has some disappointments. Every human has some setbacks. Every human has some sad moments or some times when we have to leave something behind. But never, never did anything before interfere with my joy in life, except for the one blow after another, after another, after another that I had for 4 months of my life. And so I want to extend an apology to anyone that I've been slow in getting replies to, slow in getting answers to, or products shipped to. Please accept my deepest apology, because I needed to heal and I needed to be in this state of recovery that I am truly, really entering now. If you know me over many years, you'll know I don't fake anything. If I'm joyful, you'll hear it. If I'm sad, you'll know it. And I really very much tell you how I feel and how it is and what messages I'm getting from the higher realms of the planet, the higher realms of the universe, from Yeshua and my angels. And I am so blessed in these last few days that almost everything I ask for, within minutes or days, I'm given. It's like people that I love or love me, Yeshua, my angels, or just the spirit of life, just can't wait to give me what I need, because they're saying, hey, we want you back at the helm. Come on back, girl. We love you. We need you. And we want you to be there. And so I come to this call today with a great spirit of gratitude, a great spirit of thankfulness, and a deeply felt apology that I may have pulled any of you into my sadness or the calamity of my life. It was just more than I could deal with on my own, and I had to call for help. So I'm feeling great now. Well, I'm feeling good now and almost great to be in my authentic state of mind. And it's really true. We're looking for a wonderful new year and progress in every level of life. So we're going to have some new products on our website. We're getting some upgrades on the functionality. And Glenda G is going to be creating some great things for you with the help of our Lord and the universe, our Father, and our brother Yeshua. So I would like to invite anyone on the call who would like to share their new beginning for this year and their request for blessing. I'm going to start with Jerome, because I just love your smiling voice. Hi, Jerome, you're on.
Well, thank you for your great spring and new beginnings and all the other things from the universe of the creation. And but anyway, for me, it's up here in Minnesota, is the snow is gone, and so we have spring now. And it used to rain and snow, but now it's just going to rain. So
and that will bring the flowers out.
And it's going to bring the flowers out, and they're starting to grow now. And so thank you for all of your spirit and light and love with Yeshua. And I'm asking the same for myself and my family. And But it's all like the springtime, and everything gets to grow, and everything gets to be new, and the newness of spirit that you are is fantastic. And I thank you for getting us with Yeshua, because he's the greatest helper in the earth and the world. And
absolutely.
And so are you.
Thank you. Well, I wouldn't have missed these calls for the world. They are my joy as well. So, just as Yeshua said, what you give, you shall receive. And
yes.
I receive triple blessings for
yes.
everyone you receive. And that's the way it works. You just give a smile to anyone and watch them smile back.
Good. I can smile now with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you, Jerome.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your springtime as it emerges every day.
Every day. And,
and
blessings in spring and summer and fall for you, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Tony, my good friend, you are on.
Hey, Belinda. Hey, thanks for your message. I loved that message, helping us just connect with the new year energy. That's, I really think you're right. I know the Persian people love to celebrate New Year right about now. So, or in, it's certainly with equinox. So,
that
we have something that correlates today. I just spotted this morning. We have an exact alignment of Mercury behind the sun. That's exact today and tomorrow. And light awareness has aligned with the light. So on an essential level, that's we can all kind of throw a blessing of acknowledgement and gratitude towards
yes.
that, because that's bathing all of us right now. And,
that really speaks to higher consciousness.
Yeah. And, well, Venus is still very close. So right now we have this tight conjunction. Venus is only about 5 degrees away, 5-6, from the sun and Mercury. And Venus is moving out. It's going to be in the evening sky. We're going to have Venus in the evening sky coming in the next, that's probably going to be at least another month or two. I'll have to check it, but we're going to see evening Venus in the evening sky all through the summer and the fall, and even into the winter. So that should be pretty cool.
That will make a good year.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's always beautiful when we see, and it's. I think it's something extraordinary when we in the evening. It just seems like there's more people who can connect with it. I know a lot of people connect with Venus as a morning star, but for me, especially in the evening, it's just glorious and something that we can all watch and celebrate together. So today, just the energy of it is beautiful because it's that Mercury sun with Venus close by. So I thought that was just a nice connection mm-hmm. and a resonance to what you were bringing forward.
Oh, it really is. It really is. Yeah. Just the beauty, the grace. I see in Venus a lot of grace, and especially when it's near the sun, then we begin to see the beauty and the harmony of Venus connecting with the grace of God.
Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Tony, for your heavenly weather report.
Thank you.
And it really does speak of lovely beginnings for a new and gracious year.
Yeah.
More
Thank
prosperity,
you so much.
More hope, and more kindness among each other. You know, we have been in a very stormy year, and that's no reflection upon our dear friend Stormy. Call him Stormy. No, we have been in a very stormy year, and I think it's time to let the flowers grow, and they will.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Stephen, I'm going to open your line. Hello.
Hello, everyone, on this beautiful day. I'm just calling in to seek a blessing in my personal transformation and transition and journey here. I'm hopefully this week, if all goes as planned, closing escrow on the sale of Sacred Chocolate. And I'm just seeking a blessing that the new owners will thrive and take it to the next level it's supposed to see, and that everything is smooth and beautiful. And it's been an amazing journey for 15 years. And I feel very blessed to have been the steward of Sacred Chocolate. Sacred Chocolate was really an inspiration given to me by Yeshua. I really felt that it was a way in which I could honor the Sacred Heart and his message of living in the Sacred Heart. And so I always believe strongly that the business, the products, the entity kind of had its own spirit and really in so many ways was guided by Yeshua over the years and supported by Yeshua. And so I'm just seeking a blessing, obviously, from Yeshua and the blessing givers and everybody to see that great calling card of living in the Sacred Heart continues on and continues to send the message to the world that when they're enjoying some healthy chocolate, they can think about the Sacred Heart. So, and then I don't know where I'm headed after this. I think I'm probably just going to take a little time off, and then I'm just an open blank slate at this point. We'll see what God has in store for me next. So
that's a
thank
good
you.
Idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Blessings to you. And affirmation to your great work, Stephen, because when you are the founder or the father of anything, your intentions will carry on forever. They will never be occluded or wiped away. So don't even hold that fear as a thought. It has no validity and no bearing. I know that should I be lifted up out of this world today, some wonderful people would step in and take over, and they would give it their little twist. Twist is the wrong word to say. Their little devotion, their special motivation, shall we say, for doing what they do. But everyone has a right to that, because if you look at the Gospels, you'll see that each one of the Gospels tells the same truth and the same story, but for each apostle, it was a little different. And some people are just more favored to the book of John. Some are more favored to the book of Matthew or the book of Luke, and they just get something different from it. And it's kind of like Love Without End. The readers bring their own message to the book. So we all are unique. And don't be alarmed if little small changes happen, because they inevitably will. But your founding work will always be part of it. And it's something to be very, very proud of and stand very secure about. And there's one thing I'm going to say about your inspiration to go the direction of Sacred Chocolate, and that is that every part of our being has its own language, and the body has its language too. And the special hormones that the body creates that are at the level of nurturing the heart can be provided by chocolate. And so chocolate actually helped to bring the higher consciousness into the language of the body. And, you know, there are many languages spoken in the world among people, but we have to remember to translate them. And what you are doing is translating the language of a higher reality into a language the body could recognize at the level of the Sacred Heart. You know, I had a perfect example last week. I got a package returned from China. By the way, we are really blessed with a lot of orders from China today, and I think that's a marvelous sign of what's happening over there. But so many of them come through, and they will fill out the entire order page, their name, address, so forth and so forth, and the shipping address, all in Chinese fonts. Well, our shipping company tried their best to translate that. Well, they couldn't. They weren't as equipped to translate it. So we got the package back. And I wrote the customer, and I said, you know, I'll pay for resending this, but you've got to send me your name, your address, all everything we need in English, in our language, because we've got to process it over here. And they were just a little put off, like, well, I don't know how to do that. And I just said, find somebody who does. Find somebody who does. Well, Stephen, you were one of those people who knew how to translate the consciousness of our higher mind into the language of our physical heart, which could help translate into the language of our Sacred Heart. And so you were a translator, and your translation will last forever. So thank you, and be blessed for what you did.
Thank you so much. I deeply appreciate you saying that, Glenda. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's what all of you do when you read Love Without End. The first time you read it is you translate what you read into your current level of consciousness. And you go, wow, that's awesome. You put the book down. You live a few days down the road, or maybe a few weeks down the road, and what you read changes your normal level of consciousness. You go back and pick it up and say, but that wasn't there before. Who came in and edited this book? I know that wasn't there before. I'm always laughing about this because it happens to everybody, me included, everybody. So we're constantly in a translational mode, constantly. I will go out and walk among our trees, and I will try to talk to them. And of course, they don't understand my language, but they probably get a little vibration from it. I'm sure they do. And then when I walk up and I touch them, I get a little vibration back from them. Now, I don't know what they said, but sometimes hours, days, or even weeks later, it'll come to me what they said. And that will be because in between the time I talked to them and they sent me back a little vibration, something happened in my life that cleared up my consciousness, and we could translate. Okay, now this is actually leading. I'm not telling you a kid's story about trees. I'm leading up to telling you, you know, an extremely wise person's understanding of the universe. It's all energy. And everything that has ever been known is here. Everything that ever can be known is here. But we don't know how to translate it. We don't yet have a Rosetta Stone. For those of you who don't know what a Rosetta Stone is, it was something, it was called a Rosetta Stone because it was circular and kind of looked like a flower, a rose. And it contained within it numerous different languages that allowed those languages to be coordinated. And from that, archaeologists who would know one language very well could use it to translate another language they didn't know so well. Now, I think that the giant, cosmic, universal Rosetta Stone is what is about to be released as the great revelation, so that we can really, truly talk to each other and not just mouth words that we half understand, but talk and truly understand. And that all of our experiences in the past, whether loving and joyful or bitter and sorrowful, will all of a sudden take on a meaning. And that meaning is compassion. That meaning is the ability to truly understand and be joined with the lives of one another. So it, and that's what it's going to take to bring peace on earth, is understanding. I hate that these horrible atrocities keep happening almost weekly. It just breaks my heart to hear on the news what the latest trauma and tragedy is. But unfortunately, until we have more understanding, there will not be the peace that we seek. So let us all strive for greater understanding. And it's more available than it ever was. So don't back off for what you don't understand. Touch it. I would suggest touch it, because energy brings a transmission of thought form and even visualization at times. Just like all these signals that go out from the television station, like I've told you so many times, would have no meaning to you if you didn't have a TV and could turn it on. And you'd probably have to have a satellite receiver in order to get most of them, or what they call a fire stick, something that takes these energy waves and turns them into information that you can access. There are many times I've been to hands-on healers, whether it was naturopathic or touch faith healers or a massage therapist or Reiki. And what they would pick up, having touched my body or my aura, would be revelational to me as well as to them. And they would say, Glenda, you may not believe what I just got, but, you know, here it is. We just had a connection with someone who's a really a profound psychic. And just upon hearing my name and a few of the characteristics about our property, she was able to see Larry. And he was with a white cat, which could be the one that just passed, or it could have been Gunner. She didn't know we had a white cat. And she picked us up. It was like her version of a television. All she had to do was just to get the energy of my name, a little information about the property, and it just began to. So we arranged for a whole reading from her next week. And next week I'll have more to give you. And I know Stormy is very much this way. This is what he brings you a little bit every week, which is why I always close with Stormy. He's an energy reader. And, of course, I am too, in my own way. Not in the sense that I can do readings for people, but I sure had to do some profound receiving from Yeshua. And that receiving must have been recorded and stored on a very high ground, because when it came to writing the book, every word was there. So it just demonstrates what I'm saying, that it's all here for you, folks. It's all here. The challenge is receiving. The challenge is tuning in. And you know what it takes? The biggest thing it takes is forgiveness. And I don't mean just of others. I mean of yourself. Forgiveness that maybe you lived a life more limited than you should have lived. You should have opened up a long time ago. And then the other biggest thing, which we talked about a lot last week, is forgiveness. is gratitude. How can you receive what you can't be grateful for? Let's just say you were invited to someone's house for dinner, and you would look at the table, and you didn't recognize any food because it wasn't something you're familiar with. And you may have said, oh, thank you, with your mouth. But in your heart, you were saying, I wonder what that is. I wonder if I should eat that. I wonder what it's going to taste like. I wonder if I'll have indigestion. And so on. I wonder who made it. I wonder, is it meat? Is it vegetables? You know, we go up to things with caution and not a particularly healthy state of curiosity. Somebody moves in next door and we think, oh, well, I think I'll give a few days to sort of observe what they move into the house and how they are, and then I'll walk over, and then we walk over maybe with a plate of brownies and a little knock on the door and just say, welcome, neighbor, you know, but we're still cautious. What if we were absolutely grateful that this neighbor had come into place? Well, it would be a whole different picture. Now, let me tell you something about me. When I was a little girl, I grew up, I had a much older brother and sister who were already in college before I was much more than a baby. So I really grew up as an only child, but I wanted kids to play with. And if somebody was moving into the neighborhood, Mom and Dad couldn't hold me back. I was running up there to see, you got any kids? Are there any kids? I mean, of course, everybody fell in love with me. And some of them had kids, and they'd run out, and I would say, hey, I'm Glenda. What's your name? Let's go play. Come on. I've got a swing in the backyard. I mean, I would be right on them. And we'd be great friends. That's what life should be like. And that's why Yeshua said, be like little kids. Be open to life. Be grateful. Oh, man, I was so grateful if a little kid moved into our neighborhood. I would have somebody to play with. And when we're like that, we receive. Can you see how you receive more blessings when you're like that? When you're just a little too cautious, a little too reserved, a little too protective and shy and worried about your own image, you don't get as much. You just don't. And if you get it, you don't feel quite so excited or grateful about it. Okay, and where does all that trace back to? Things you wouldn't forgive. Somebody let you down somewhere along the line, way back there, and you made a decision. Well, I'm going to be a little more cautious next time before I make a friendship. See, the forgiveness and gratitude work hand in hand. They're just two gloves on your two hands. And I recommend that you practice both abundantly. And so we've been through a tough year. Just remember, everybody else has also. Everybody else has also. Okay. I'm going to take some calls, and then we'll get on with our blessing for the day. So, Tara Kim, you are on. And I want to thank you for your beautiful cards.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, and Glenda, for the blessings last week. It's just amazing to me the power of the group of blessing givers versus when, like I do, individual blessing request work. It's just the amplification was just incredible. And the dogs, I saw it in the dogs too all week. It was just really phenomenal. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for that. That was really cool. So, and I was hoping to ask today for a blessing for my family and also for an upcoming trip that I'm going to make back to see my parents from Saturday to Saturday next week.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're going to make that trip.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been back and forth, but I think it's a go. So.
I think that's a good decision.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
They need you. You need them. And both of you need to overcome the inhibitions.
Yes.
Because
yes,
it's faith. It's faith that will make you whole.
Yeah. That's so true.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Kim. Mara, we haven't heard from you in a long time. I hope you're okay. Of course, I know you are.
Glenda?
Yes?
Are you speaking to me? This is Mara.
I sure am. I said hello, Mara.
Oh, I didn't get it when you said my name. There was some kind of a glitch in the connection.
Oh,
and it's gone now, but anyway, yes, I am back at home and very happy to be here. And I want to thank everybody for their prayers. And I have had quite an experience, been hospitalized twice and had some, the second time was triggered by the first. But I'm finding out things that I did not know that were going in the wrong direction. And now they're all heading in the right direction again. And I'm so grateful. And my nurses and my doctors and my family have all been so wonderful to me and so gracious. And I just feel like I've been enveloped in love and by those who have been trying to reach me. When I got home this weekend, my phone has had so many, I think there were 48 messages on it.
Oh, my Lord.
I haven't been able to get through all the messages or get back to people.
Yeah.
I stayed with my sister. Yeah. I stayed with my sister for 3 weeks, and bless her heart, she just was taking care of me like she was an angel. And so I am so happy to be back. I haven't been able to be on the call for, almost a month. And I am just, I'm thrilled to be here. And I thank all of you for your prayers and concern. And I'm so glad to hear that you are recovering so nicely too. And it's just and I'm going to receive the blessings today. I'm just going to be in a total reception.
So I think you should. Absolutely.
So that my recovery will continue to go in the right direction.
And you should.
Yeah, thank you. Just as you should.
Well, you know, on a couple of occasions, I have. But I'm really looking forward to offering it today because I get so much back when I do. And so either way, I'm blessed.
Yes.
And I heard through the grapevine all about you, and I kept in touch via other people.
Oh, I could feel that. I could feel that.
So I kept up the prayers, and I knew you would be fine.
Yes.
You know, and very much something happened to you, like Tony. You had one problem that revealed another, and so the whole thing turned out to be a positive recovery of your life.
Right. Yes, indeed.
And often that is the case. So it's really important that we be tuned in and sensitive to all the messages.
Right. Yes, I agree. And I'm doing that as best I can.
Okay, and you just keep doing your best, and that's all you can do.
Yes, and again, thank you so much, and I'm so grateful to all of the spiritual world for, I just feel so blessed, and there were a few times when it was hard for me to be on the receiving end all the time, but then I relaxed and thought, well, no, just be grateful.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. That's what I was talking about. And sometimes that's where the miracle is, just gratitude.
And that's exactly what's been happening with me.
That's
sometime
great.
We can talk about that at greater length. But
okay.
Again, thank you. And I love everyone that comes on to the call and everyone I feel like my love is growing for the entire universe. So
I'm sure it is.
Thanks to you and Yeshua.
I'm sure it is. All right, dear. Well, we've got a few more people wanting to speak.
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm going to open up the line to Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to ask a blessing for my son, Matthew, who's going possibly through some real estate changes, and it's very interesting. He's going through them with some difficult people, as I remember I did. And I remember when I did, thinking, praying to God, saying, I feel like I'm in a shark tank. And at the time, God said, don't worry, you're protected. And now I see that he's going through it, and the changes in me, you know, is that I don't feel fear anymore. I feel he's protected. But I want to put some blessings around him and for the best outcome for something he's trying to do with regard to real estate.
Okay.
I also want to say that when I went through a difficult time when David passed, I never experienced despair in my whole life, and really I wasn't much in touch with depression. And I was amazed at those feelings. I never had them that I could put my finger on. So when you spoke in the beginning about that, it just brought memories of going through some negative feelings that were new to me.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I'm glad I'm not alone because I never experienced depression before in my life. Never.
Yeah.
So this is and I did not. I mean, I did not expect it. I expected to be sad, of course.
Yeah, well, me too.
I expected to be lonely.
I was feeling despair. And you know, later on it was revealed to me that the despair came because I felt that I had no future. That, you know, my future was involved with him. And I couldn't see a future. And it brought in feelings of despair. And if that frightened me. I couldn't believe it. I went, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Well, I know I've got a future. It's sitting right here in front of me in with our community and with all the work I'm going to be doing in the future with Yeshua. So it's not that I don't think
I know you were, but I was, but
it's just like, well, it's just kind of solid as concrete. You don't move it. And I just didn't know what to do with it. I mean, I was out of my depth on that one. But it's softening up, going away. So thanks for sharing.
Oh, totally.
I'm glad somebody has felt what I felt.
Oh yeah, totally.
That helps.
Totally.
But we could just chit chat forever. But we've got to move on with our because there are other people who want to ask for a blessing.
No problem.
And we will include your son.
Thanks,
all right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Tina, you're on.
Hi, Linda.
Hi.
It's so good to be on the call. So good to hear your voice, your beautiful voice, and everyone's good to be connecting. I got some rather sad news from someone I connected briefly in Mexico, a friend, his name is Alberto, and he's in hospital, and I don't really know he's kind of, I think he has some mental issues, problems. I don't know. It's kind of sad. I got just this text from his sister, and I just know he's not well, and he's in some kind of a hospital. And I was wondering, I wanted to ask for blessing for him.
Oh, okay. His name's Roberto?
Alberto.
Alberto.
Yeah. And, yeah, and thanks for everything. I really connected, especially with the last message, you know, it's been kind of really helpful during the whole week. I kind of thought about it. And the gratitude and forgiveness is just such a good tool, always has
they
helped
are.
Me also.
Really, really. They're tools, you know. And you you can use them even before you mean them. And then the more you use them, the more you will say, I really am grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I really do forgive, you know.
Yeah. You know, I had a while ago, I had a practice where every morning I would start with writing down what I'm grateful for. And it just totally rolled out the most beautiful day. And I go, like, I need to go back into this practice, you know, or at least just take 5 minutes.
It was a great practice.
Oh, it was great. And I always also recommend it to people, but for some reason I quit doing it myself a few years ago.
Well,
and I go, like,
now
yeah.
you learn.
Go back to
now
it.
Now you learn. You need to go back.
Okay. Go back, yeah. And also I love your example with, I don't know why, but, you know, the example you said with the golf swing. I always think about the golf swing, too, somehow. It's such a beautiful way of, you know, following, a movement following through. And anyways.
Oh, the follow through. Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah. And also other friends kind of told me about this, like dolphins and whales and body movements and moving all the way. And I just really thought in a deeper way about it in my projects, you know, to sometimes I start and then I pull the brake at the same time, you know, like stepping on the gas, but then also pull the brake. And then I go like, oh, my God, I'm not. It's like old fears, you know, like something could go wrong.
That's just fear. Right.
It's just fear. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
So it's been really inspiring.
That's a great thought.
So thank you.
We will chat another time, Tina. We've got more people who want to ask for blessings.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But I love you a lot, and I'm so glad you're doing well. And get back to your practice. That's a great one.
Thank you.
Okay. I think it's Sandra who's on the call.
Hello,
Sandra?
Glenda. Yes. Hello, Glenda. Hello, everyone. This is Sandra in Wisconsin, and I've got some very good news. Several weeks ago, I asked for a blessing for my friend Vid, who was very, very sick. He just came through such a hard time and almost didn't make it this past winter, and he's doing so much better, and so I'm so grateful for Yeshua and blessing givers, you, Glenda, everyone for offering that blessing for him for his recovery. And he's not totally out of the woods yet, but keep those blessings coming for Vid. I'd also like to ask for a blessing for myself. It's very, very lonely here. And still kind of cold. So what we would like to do is sell our house and move to Hawaii. So I would like a blessing that would happen with ease and grace for us. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, there's never too much to ask for. So I think it's great. I think it's great that you didn't just say, well, we just need to move down the street.
Yeah.
Everybody, state what you want, really.
Yep, this is what we feel really called. We actually feel like we don't belong here, although we have beautiful property and we love the nature around us. And Anyway, we just feel Hawaii calling, and we've got our hearts set on that. And now that Vid is feeling a little stronger, we just need a little help to get there.
Okay. Well, you've certainly got my prayer.
So thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Glenda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi. And Eva, do you have a blessing to ask for?
Yes, I do have a blessing again, and this is related again to Clara, who I mentioned before. I did not realize, I mentioned the last time that she was involved with a spirit guide that told her she should go out of the hospital, and she really, I heard more about that from another good friend of hers and myself, that she just really got very angry and insisted that this is what had to happen. And then later, of course, realized that it was the wrong decision. But she is really very involved with this, what she calls her spirit guide, and it's apparently not a very good entity that is with her. So I would really like a blessing for her. We are wanting to do, you know, she, of course, herself, if we would ask her, would not want to be released from this. But I'm hoping that we can somehow negotiate that anyway, because I feel that when spirits are negative and are harming somebody, that I think the power which Yeshua always had was to release them from these entities. So a blessing for that in whatever way Clara can be helped to find joy. She's been by herself, and with COVID, it's even worse. I used to visit her and couldn't now for over a year. So her caregiver, who actually is afraid of this entity herself somewhat, and she tells him, don't you come after me, you know, when she's in there. But she said she's in there talking to this guy a lot of the time, and that is sad. And I'm hoping that we can bring her some joy in another way with friends. I've been calling her every day, sometimes twice a day, trying to give her some encouragement. So we need help, and I thank you very much.
We will surround her with love.
Yes. And I think she hasn't been feeling love in a lot of her life.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I certainly do feel for your friend, and I know what it's like to be invaded. This has happened to me, not in the spiritual realm, but in the physical realm, by parasitical situations that were just drawing energy from me while pretending to be helpful. And it's very hard to break these. It takes intervention. It really does. And so I think that this intervention is very appropriate and very much within the grace of God. So we will.
Yes, I feel that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Stormy.
Thank you so much.
We are ready for your words of grace and beauty and peace.
First, a blessing for these bowl of strawberries next to me to nourish my body. A blessing for this call to nourish my soul. And a blessing of gratitude for the prayer call that a few of us have kept up on our own until you, Glenda, can come back and make it again your own.
Oh, that's sweet for me. And may all these blessings be done by the will and grace of God, now and forever. Whatever you seek, let it be blessed.
Amen.
Okay, everyone. We are ready to blessing givers. You can be with me. And we are ready to offer the blessing. And everyone else, there's really nothing for you to do other than to receive. And I'll give you just a few little pointers about receiving. One of the things that's very important is just relax. Let Do whatever you need to do, from stretching to deep breathing, to stretch your arms. Make sure your arms and legs are not crossed. Put your feet on the ground and your head pointed to heaven. Be in non-restrictive clothing, just completely relaxed and open. Open with a heart of faith that you will receive exactly what you need. Don't have particular expectations about how it will be done, because what you receive is exactly what you need to move on to the next level of receiving. And that's really the way it works. That's the reason there's never, ever a charge for this. Never will be. As the life of Yeshua, he gave it by the grace of God and with the fullness of his life. He's here for you. He loves you unconditionally. He's here for whatever you need, and don't be bashful. So I will begin with a prayer to him. The blessing givers will join me in conducting the living life force of the Holy Spirit, which carries the grace of God and the love of Christ, to whomever shall receive it. It's a little bit like the sacrament. You will receive it, and it will be transformed into the body and the spirit of Christ living within you to perform your miracles of faith. So just take a deep breath, hold it as long as you can, and then release it. Again, fill your lungs totally to where it looks like a little split tree with little bubbles at the end of every branch. And these bubbles are air. Fill all these little air bubbles up and hold them and see them reaching for the light, reaching for the sky. And now you empty the air into the earth, that the earth may be nurtured with the light of God. And again, once more, we are breathing the air of life that belongs to all of us and all of life on earth. Dear Yeshua, beloved brother, Son of God, Lord of the universe, we pray to receive, to fully receive your presence into our life, that we may then receive all the other blessings we desire and need. We pray that you will bring health into our body, joy into our heart, hope into our soul, and faith. And with all of this, with all of these blessings, we reach for the hand of our Heavenly Father, that in touching us, his grace is poured upon us. As we ask for, reach for, and receive all of these blessings, we ask that they be translated and transmuted to everyone and all of life on the planet, that we may become receivers of the blessing that belongs to everyone according to their heart, according to their needs, according to their dreams, their hope, and their faith. Let this be the beginning. Let each one of us be a passage and a doorway to blessing all of us. For they know not to receive or to ask. We do, and we do. And we know you are with us. and you shall do as your miraculous journey amongst us has ordained that you do. We ask that you give relief to those who are suffering and hope for those who are struggling to achieve. Show a greater heart to those who care and serve. And to an open mind to those who seek to learn. And all of these things we ask in your beloved name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conducting the Spirit of God as the Holy Spirit on this earth? Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest for at least 7 minutes and let your mind just be a blank slate. Don't think of anything. Just be. Allow God to write on the blank slate of your life what the blessings will be and can be if you would only receive. Bye-bye for now, and have a lovely week.